Yes. Anne Bank, could you give more details about where Novocel is in the process of clinical trials, just where you're at right now?
Yeah, I can't say in any detail, but I can say that I've been there for 3.5 years. I'd say this is the first year I think the clinic is in sight, so.
Another question for Anne. Have you looked at whether the encapsulation process affects the ability to mature your pancreatic endoderm in vivo?
We're looking at that right now, and we're exploring a number of different ways of encapsulating the cells, and we think this would be the ideal way to go. Ultimately, it would be the safest.
But it doesn't interfere with intimate association with angiogenic.
We're looking at that right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good question, but.
Thanks.
Just in the back, Larry.
Yeah.
The question was an update on the progress in generating the PEG coding and getting it to work in vivo.
Yeah, all I can say is we're working on it, and I hope the next time we come to talk, we'll be able to tell you some more.
Yeah, ideally, you'd like to be able to go to essentially an islet itself rather than having to put in the precursor. And
Well,
does it really matter then
yeah.
where you put that endocrine precursor in terms of just the ultimate efficacy of getting, say, a real sort of replicated islet versus, something that's 13% teratoma precursor or something? I mean, could you be looking at something like a paracrine effect just from the ascini or from the ductal cells or something like that?
Thanks for the question.
Yeah, it's something that we've debated a lot, this idea of going for the beta cell itself or using a progenitor cell. And there are a lot of reasons that the progenitor cell is an attractive possibility. One is cell dose. Like I said, it will proliferate, so you can ultimately go in with a smaller cell dose. The other is it's making organelles that look like real islets as far as the relative contributions of the different cell types, glucagon to insulin ratio, et cetera. And the third thing that that I kind of mentioned in a glancing way is that one of the problems with transplantation of islets themselves is they're really quite sensitive to hypoxia, and they need to be vascularized immediately. And this is another reason that we favor the progenitor cell. But certainly we're continuing to do research on getting the beta cells themselves.
Any other questions?
Actually, I had one. How proliferative are the grafts? That's loud. I mean, how much do the grafts that rescue well and are not teratomas, do they expand or are they just really robust and that's why they work so well?
Yeah, there are probably a number of factors contributing, and we haven't figured it out exactly. So, engraftment, you'd have to know how well the tissue actually engrafts. The pancreatic epithelium itself is likely to be proliferating. And then, as Anil described, the beta cells themselves proliferate. So it's likely to be all those factors together. It seems to engraft really well. And then there are a number of steps where they can proliferate.
All right. Thanks to all the panelists.